Welcome to our Thursday evening prayer meeting. Let's join together as we seek the Lord for our requests. Lord, thank you for your goodness to us in these difficult times. We praise you that in the words of that old hymn, blessings abound where'er he reigns. The prisoner leaps to lose his chains. The weary find eternal rest, and all the sons of want are blessed. Or tonight we pray especially, Lord, for Rose Joy, whose husband William passed away this week. We pray that you will watch over her and her little daughter Mikando, provide their every need, and bless them, I pray. Help us all to support her in prayer and in other ways at this difficult time. In this tragic situation, may she know your blessing on her life. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we also pray tonight for the elderly in our congregation and those who are not too well amongst our fellowship. We have in mind Sheila Barr, Sheila Marar, and Rose. Lord, bless them every day. Dispel all fears and anxiety, and take away any pain that they may be experiencing. May they all rejoice in you and be glad. Lord, we also bring before you tonight our brother Tom Pegg. We pray for Tom, we pray for Jean, that, Lord, you would bless them abundantly. Lord, do your work of healing, we pray, that, Lord, once again, our brother and sister might know your blessing in their lives. Help them, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our church, the people, not the building, that you will bless us through our phone contacts and through material added daily to our website on the internet, and building us up in your word and in our fellowship, albeit at a distance. And build us up in your word and in our fellowship, albeit at a distance, with one another. We do pray, Lord, that you will act in our nation, that the right decisions will be made to bring this virus and its work to a speedy end. Lord, we pray that you will be exalted in our nation and deliver us from all the problems and difficulties and fear that this virus has brought. Bring this nation to a place of turning to you. Bring us across the nation together in prayer, that we, as a testimony to other nations, might bring glory and honour to your name as we turn to you for deliverance. Set us free, O Lord, and may the preaching of your word and of the gospel of salvation, may they flourish in our nation once again. May there be a turning to you in repentance and faith, and may we see mighty works of deliverance done, works of salvation and healing, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Lord, as believers, we are looking for your soon return, your coming again. But we're also looking to see as many people as possible saved by your wonderful grace before that time. Oh Lord, answer our prayer, we pray. Move across this nation in your mighty saving and delivering power, we pray. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. O Lord, keep us in the days of the week ahead, safe in your care and readily available to share the gospel of salvation as each and every opportunity arises. Use us and bless us in your service, Lord, we pray. And O Lord, may we see the results of your work in this nation coming, Lord, in mighty, mighty ways. Lord, we pray that this virus and all the works of darkness that are being done, Lord, that they will be driven away as the word of your gospel goes across this land and as people turn to you for salvation. Lord, we pray that mighty things shall be done in the days that lie ahead. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Be glorified, we pray, in all our lives. Use us in your service. Deliver us from all fear, Lord, that our faith may be strong. In Jesus' name. Amen. And now it's your turn to pray. And when you have prayed, then press the button for the closing prayer.